This is a test. I'm just using the Rode Lavalier into the Griffin iMic, which is a USB adapter normally for laptops. The microphone's plugged into that. It goes into the USB adapter for the iPad Mini. And so the Lavalier is now plugged in to the iPad Mini. And I'm using the app GarageBand with which to record this test. There are so many possibilities for recording stereo into iOS devices, but for me, someone who loves sharing audio online very easily, 9 times out of 10, I'll reach for the app Audioboo. Despite their inability to listen to many of the suggestions from the community as to how they could make things better, it's still kind of my favorite and many other people's favorite app. Its simplicity, and more important than anything else, the community, because let's face it, there's an awful lot of audio recording apps out there. The community on Audioboo is pretty special though. That said, how much more amazing could it be if Audioboo implement things that have been suggested for years and years and years, like audio cut and paste, or more recently, the interaction with Audiobus, just so that we could cut and paste and share and send audio from other apps or other platforms via iOS or mobile devices into the Audioboo app or platform without having to use our laptops and upload into the browser, which is a possibility. Yes, there is an email address, BooMail, where you can, if you have an audio recorder that can email audio from, you can email an audio file to Audioboo. It's not ideal. It doesn't fill in all the metadata as you would like to do when you're uploading from the app. And you need to have massive bandwidth to send multi-meg files into Audioboo. So how am I going to get this onto Audioboo? Well, if you're listening to it now, I've succeeded. Ultimately, I'm going to try and email this, and I'm at the Open University at the moment, having just delivered a workshop where I both praise and diss Audioboo to many people who would like to use it in their mobile story making. I do see it as a very powerful tool, but people want more from their audio now. The ability to cut and paste audio across apps is vital if you're a digital reporter with a mobile device, because you might want to throw it into an editing platform. And Audioboo don't need to worry about future editions of Audioboo enabling you to edit. I mean, Top and Tail might be nice, but there are apps that let us do that. If you just let us then share the audio from that into Audioboo, wouldn't that be fantastic? Whatever the restrictions are, they're not letting on. All I know is it's very difficult now. And when there was other apps with that kind of integration, people don't see the reason why they should go to Audioboo. And I think they miss out on interacting with a great audio community. A community that at this moment in time, July 2013, it's Audio Bloggers Month, and people are sharing audio vibrantly, actively within the hashtag #AudioMo. I think I've rambled enough. But if you search AudioMo, you will no doubt come into contact with a lot of people sharing social audio in various places. And this is my AudioMo post for this day of July. It is July, isn't it? It's all a blur. Anyway. This is the Rode Lavalier into the Griffin iMic, into an adapter, into the iPad, recorded with GarageBand. Who knows how complicated it's going to go now as I share it to Audioboo. Thanks for listening.